And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Oh, that was, thank you. And Greg is in the studio. We got Eric and Kathleen, Tricia on assignment. This is from Ricky and the Flash.
No, this is from Shaun the Sheep.
Oh, Shaun the Sheep.
So there is words around the movie with some music. But of course, even though we had a little infomercial for him in our last segment, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, and get all your car needs over there. Great customer service, great job with your vehicle, and trusted hands. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give him a call, 602-956-3781. That's 602-956-3781 or online, alexandersautorepair.com. Are you calling me Chicken McFly?
Are you trying to scare away the guests?
No, you do all the animals. Did you hear that, Eric? He does all the animals.
No, I don't do all the animals. No, just a few of them.
Don't you know, Dave, that he was all the voices of the sheep in Shaun the Sheep?
I was all the voices of the sheep. But, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Ricky and the Sheep show. We are celebrating the releases of not only Ricky and the Flash, but also Shaun the Sheep. I gave it a breakthrough at the beginning of today's show, and I call it Best Animated Movie of the Year. So, clearly, we needed to know some more about real sheep. Because I've never seen sheep. I've touched sheep. But I've never
owned
sheep.
Tell us about
sheep.
That, touching
you
sheep.
You mean the sheep in the movie aren't really
they're
close
not
re- to
they're
sheep?
They're claymation.
What?
No.
Claymation.
They're not real. But I know someone who knows a lot about real sheep, and that is our next guest, Cheryl Grissett. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, first, Cheryl, did I say your last name right? Is it Grissett?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know that because we were going to have someone else on, but tell us what your involvement you are in sheep farming.
I'm a shepherd. Okay. For approximately 18 sheep over here on the west side of the valley. And I started because I'm a knitter and a spinner, and we had enough property that I decided sheep would be the next step.
Oh, exciting. And now, is this the Schaffwolle Ranch?
It is. Schaffwolle Ranch is, it's actually German for sheep wool.
Oh, wow.
So 18 sheep. So tell us what that is. Describe what it's like to be a sheep. You said a sheep herder, right?
A shepherd. Actually, a shepherdess.
Yeah. So tell us what that is like. I'm trying to visualize what that would mean. So when you get, just take us through your day, how and what you do with the sheep.
Well, a typical day starts, if I'm really lucky, they let me sleep in until about 7:30 before they start making a whole lot of noise about wanting breakfast. And then it's time spent out in the barn giving them, even though we have a pasture for them to graze in during the day, they need a little extra because this is Phoenix and it gets really dry and everything. So they get alfalfa and sometimes a little bit of extra grain in the morning and lots of fruit and vegetable leftovers, which they really seem to love. And they're very vocal when they're ready to eat. They kind of spend their day, especially when it's so hot like this, they spend their day hanging out in the barn with the fans and just being real slow. And then in the evenings, they go out and they graze a lot more in the pasture. And then long about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, it's time to feed them for the night. So it's basically giving them a supplement of some extra hay to get them through the night. And then we rinse and repeat the next day.
Wow, that's and now Cheryl, I have a duck, a pet duck, and a lot of people are just surprised that my duck he's follows me around. He's got a wonderful personality. So are sheep like that? Do they have unique personalities as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There are some of them. There's the one that I started the flock with. Her name is Abby. And Abby is kind of the queen mom of everybody, but she lets everybody know, you know, as soon as anybody comes near the barn, she starts talking. And when you come into the barn, she's the first one to check and see if you've got any treats or any food. Some of them are more shy, but when they know you and they're used to you, they're just kind of tend to be all over you. And the young ones, the 'cause 10 of who I have right now are lambs, they start getting their personality by about the time they're about 2 months old. And they start just being really boisterous and jumping around and coming up to you. I have one that kind of acts like a cat. She just comes up and she rubs like a cat would, going, "Are you going to pet me now?"
Wow.
So they can demand attention, much like any of your other pets.
Oh, yeah.
So as a shepherd, do you have a dog that helps you?
I actually have a livestock guardian llama.
Oh,
a llama.
Yes.
Do they do the rounding up and stuff like a dog would?
They not quite to the same. They're more of a, if something happens, the llama will round the sheep and kind of push them to a safety spot and then go back after whatever the threat is.
Oh, wow.
And that can be coyotes, dogs, people.
Wow. Does the llama spit on the coyotes?
Llamas will fend off coyotes, yes.
No, I said spit on them.
Oh, yes. They will gladly spit on them.
Are we talking about the Phoenix coyotes?
No.
Okay.
Well, hey, maybe.
That's in the fourth hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not the llamas that were running loose in Sun City last year.
Oh, good.
Either.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
What do they drink? Is it basically just water then?
They do. They just drink water. They don't.
Moscato.
And they eat just grass.
Wow.
Wow. Now, the purpose of being a shepherd, so I suspect you sell the wool, right?
And I do. I shear the sheep. Oh, I have a shearer come and shear the sheep once a year, and then that wool gets sent to a mill up in Williams called Mystic Pines Fiber Processing, and they take care of cleaning the wool and getting it ready for me to be able to spin it. Then I get it back from them, and I spin it on my spinning wheel.
Wow.
And I do some dyeing. I use colors from or plants from the Sonoran Desert. And then once I have the wool ready, I'm able to sell it. And most of it's actually available over at Tempe Yarn and Fiber. They're the ones who carry it.
Oh, wow.
And so these guys all kind of, we're all kind of part of a big circle.
So how many sheep did you say you have, 18?
Right now I have 18. There are 8 adults. There are 10 lambs.
And how much wool do you get off of them?
Off of an adult sheep, depending on the sheep, you can get anywhere from about a 3-pound fleece to, I have one of my sheep who gives me just beautiful wool, and I get somewhere between 13 to 15 pounds of wool from him.
Wow. In one shearing?
In one shearing, yes.
It's amazing.
Now, are they hot in the summer because of all that? Look.
Well, because I shear in the spring, I shear in March,
okay.
They only have really short bits of wool, but what wool they do have kind of acts as an evap cooler.
Yeah. Wow. And now I know that there's, because I was researching this and I just thought, you know, just a sheep is a sheep. But, you know, just like I found out that there are many different kinds of ducks when I was getting my duck frozen, there are a lot of different breeds of sheep. So do you have a variety or do you have a certain kind?
I actually have a variety.
Okay.
I started out with Suffolk sheep, which is the black face. They have black face and black legs, which is what you usually think of as sheep.
Sean, the sheep, they're all black face too.
Yeah.
In the movie, Sean the sheep.
Oh, they're all black face
in
the sheep?
I think some of them are. I was trying to research what
the
kind
poster
they were.
Has all black sheep.
I think so.
Gotcha.
Is it?
Because they also have all white face. And then I happen to have a breed called Tunis, which have, they're red, they're called the redheads of the sheep world. They have red faces and red legs.
Oh, wow.
Like a redhead.
How long do they live?
They live anywhere from about 10 to 15 years.
Sort of like a dog.
Yes.
In a way. Mm. And like horses, do they sleep standing up?
Nope. They all hunker down and they lay down. And everybody pretty much, once it gets really dark, they all sort of just hunker down and go to sleep unless somebody, you know, disturbs them. Then they all jump up really quick.
How about the demeanor? Are they really friendly, generally speaking?
It can depend on the breed. Certain breeds are much more friendly just by nature, and some of the breeds are much more skittish. Hard to kind of make them pet-like because all they want to do is run away from you.
Okay, but they don't, like, bite, or if you get them in a defensive position, they might?
The only time you have a problem is if you have a ram. And if you end up with a ram trying to corner him or not paying attention to him, he will completely knock you down.
Oh. So a ram is a sheep, a male sheep?
A male sheep, yes.
Oh. But you don't have any rams?
I have one ram, but he stays in a pen with another male ram that I have, or another male sheep. Sometimes it's called weathered, which means they can't produce babies. And so they act as a companion to the ram.
Are they neutered?
They are.
Hmm. Wow.
And so that way then you keep them away from the girls until you're ready for that.
Wow, that's fascinating. I think people really don't know the process of this.
No, I know. It is very fascinating. And I know that, now, is your ranch, can people go there and see the sheep, or is it just your private ranch?
It is my private place, but I'm always very open. It's just a small 2-acre place in Waddell.
Okay.
But I'm very open to people coming by, and I have a Facebook page.
Okay, get that.
And it's Sonoran Desert Dyed Fiber, and it tends to have a lot of pictures of the different sheep and Reggie, the llama, and things that are going on the ranch, and a way to get in touch with me.
Sonoran Desert Dyed Fiber. Everyone check that out on Facebook. That would be excellent. And also again, the where we can find the wool. It was Tempe.
Tempe Yarn and Fiber.
Tempe,
which is over off of University near ASU.
Oh, fantastic! Wow. Fantastic. This is just fascinating subject. Have you seen Sean the sheep yet, or do you plan on it?
I have not, but I would like to.
Okay.
Because I've now heard a couple of people talking about it, and I went, I think it's about time I start checking out the sheep movies.
And Joseph's available, by the way.
What?
Sheep? To see the movie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm helping. Right?
All right. Well, this is just a fascinating subject. And we thank you so much, Cheryl Grissett, for joining us and helping us celebrate the release of Shaun the Sheep. And of course, from I've said it wrong earlier, but Schaffwolle Ranch?
Schaffwolle
Ranch.
You just have to work on your German.
I know, I do. But, so thank you so much for helping us, and say hello to everyone out there.
All the
Absolutely.
Sheep.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I love letting people know about sheep.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
thank
Cheryl.
You. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye. She has a very beautiful radio voice and very happy.
Oh, yes. Very, very.
It's sort of nice.
Dave's in love.
No. I'm just saying, he makes
it so weird all the time.
No, it's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
But it's
not everyone is Bobby. Just so you know,
Bobby. Everyone's Bobby.
Not
to you?
Everyone is Bobby.
Oh my God! Everyone's Bobby.
She's like the genie. You rub the lamp and she appears. And
know,
every time you mention her name, three, it's like Beetlejuice. Mention her name three times and she appears.
Yeah, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby.
Do that. We got too much show left. But that was a very fascinating segment.
Very.
So I do want to thank Cheryl for joining us. The sheep are really really cool creatures. And the song that's going to take us out of our segment and out of this hour
out of
is,
our misery
out of your misery from Shaun the Sheep, Shaun's Farmhouse Party. This is one of the many songs that you'll find on
the
Shaun the Sheep soundtrack. Again, breakthrough for Shaun the Sheep. If you have kids, even if you don't, check it out. You will
no
be fascinated
dialogue,
by
though.
It. But no dialogue. That's what makes it really interesting.
But good music.
La 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 la.
Oh, you know these songs by heart.
He always knows them.
Yeah, you do. Do a few more non-verbal language.
La 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 la.
Isn't that a word?
La la.
Craig, I think that's a word.
Mm-hmm.
I think a la la is a word.
It's in the dictionary.
Yeah, I saw. I looked. Oh,
that's
a lamb.
One of the
You're doing a lamb sheep. All right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.